Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam weighs in on the state and future of Florida's citrus industry in view of its battle with the devastating disease HLB. Putnam also discusses his official trip to Panama in January.
Well, there's no doubt that riding around groves throughout the state, and particularly on the ridge, is a pretty depressing thing to do. There's a lot of fruit on the ground, the drop, the lack of movement, but we are committed to save this industry. We got a big shot in the arm from congressional action where our federal lawmakers have recognized the importance of our industry and are doubling down on our research budget. We're now counting on a lot of smart people to help us find new ways to control the psyllid and eventually control the disease. And growers are our best army out there for experimenting with different production practices that show promise. So I believe in the future of this industry. It's going to look differently 10 years from now than it does today. And I know it's very difficult for growers out there right now to survive while we wait on the treatment. But we are committed at the state level and the federal level to save Florida citrus.
You said it'll be different in 10 years. Any idea what it'll look like in 10 years?
Predictions are dangerous things, but certainly if we do get a new type of rootstock and new types of varieties, we're going to have to see the current inventory of trees switch out into that. That's going to be a long-term process. We may see different we've already seen different spray habits and the frequency of those sprayings. We need to maintain a strong industry to support the processing infrastructure that we have in place and protect shelf space at the retail level. And we've got a job to do to go out there and grow demand for our product. We face a number of challenges in the marketplace on that as well. But this industry has always been an industry that has adapted to survive, and we will again.
I've had at least one research leader and some growers say short-term solutions, which we used to say were 5 years away, are now 1 year away. You agree?
Well, I have an awful lot of confidence in the folks who are focused on that 24/7. Dr. Browning and his team on the foundation are wisely investing grower dollars and public dollars into smart research projects that show the most promise. And we've been saying that we have 5 years for about the last 5 years. And some of the first groves that were the most depressing to ride through are still around. And so hopefully we will all hang on long enough for the myriad of treatments. I don't believe that there's any one silver bullet out there, but I do think that we will find a series of tools that will help us to bridge the gap between where we are today and where we will be when we have a more disease-resistant variety to plant.
Your recent trade trip to Panama, just very briefly, what you did and what you saw strictly related to citrus.
Well, we made a quick trip to Panama for several purposes. One, as Floridians, we're spending $2 billion to prepare the Port of Miami for the traffic that will result from the doubling of the Panama Canal. And we wanted to check in on that project because, frankly, it's experiencing a work slowage as they have a dispute with their contractors, and that may affect where Florida is. But Florida is well positioned to benefit from the expanded cargo coming through that. Unfortunately, a consequence of more cargo in Florida sometimes is more pests and diseases that affect agriculture. So we wanted to have a better understanding of what types of treatment protocols are in place and what that would mean for new ships coming into Miami. But we also took some growers with us, and we think there's an opportunity to expand the market in Latin America for NFC orange juice from Florida, as well as blueberry and strawberry production coming out of Florida. It's a rapidly developing economy. Panama is now our fifth biggest buyer of food coming out of Florida, and it is a major entry point into the rest of Latin America, so it's got a lot of strategic value for our products.
Anything you'd like to add regarding citrus?
I just want to say to the industry that it's important that we really express our gratitude to the members of the Florida congressional delegation who worked hard to secure additional resources for citrus greening research. This is a huge shot in the arm. It wasn't an easy lift for our key congressional leaders to make happen, given all the other challenges going on in Washington. And I'm confident that these new resources are going to generate some good science to help show us the way forward for our industry.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.